Welcome home. We are WNST. Tassel Baltimore. Baltimore positive. We are positively on a gloomy day, on a rainy day, just maybe about a mile and a half from where the Key Bridge once stood, and about 2.5 miles from where I once stood as a young lad in Colgate. I smell Dundalk coming in today, and I love it. I'm at Costas Inn. We're down here in beautiful North Point Road. I have brought my Raskin Global Empowering People to Choose Their Financial Future special crab mallet, and it's very special because it opens beers on the other side. Perfect
Absolutely.
For your – this is a patented item. Leonard Raskin is our guest. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery, if you can tell, I got lottery tickets here. I'm like the ticket guy. So anybody comes out, we're going to be at Pizza John's right over here in Essex 2 weeks from Friday for my 56th birthday. Lucas turns 42 next week during the playoffs, where he is credentialed and I'm not, and I'm sure that'll come up in this this thing. The Ravens scratch-offs are here. We'll be giving them out 2 weeks from now at Peach John's. Also, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, putting the water together to make oysters happen. You and I are going to get some oysters Rockefeller today. Also, I'm going to have some crab soup and some shrimp and some other things. Leonard, you're wearing the Tucker jersey, so let's start with
absolutely.
The fact that you're trying to be supportive one way or another, because
yes,
by the
sir.
Time this airs, they'll either be 2-2 and life will be good, or they'll
right.
be 1-3 and we'll be on to the baseball team.
Amen.
But, you know, you are
He's
the
having-
ultimate – like sports guy, or this is a busy week for you. You're going
busy
to the
week.
Games, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Doing I
little,
asked
little
Luke,
football,
I'm like,
baseball.
Are you more football or more baseball? And Luke gave me this look like I had cut the cheese. And he's like, it's the playoffs. Like, of course they're more important. They can lose the ball. They can do whatever they want. It's the playoffs and all that. I think that the sizzle of the baseball thing, if the playoffs would have started the 4th of July, we'd have had some fire. I think it's lost a little of that. I think the Ravens could go a long way by winning on Sunday night to sort of kick off Tuesday.
Absolutely.
But the baseball playoff thing, once the shadows fall, Burns gets the ball. As we sit here, we think the Tigers are coming to town. I hope we don't write a different
right.
story between now and by the time this airs. But there's something about playoff baseball, and I talked to Wendy Bronfine from Curio about this, and because she's going to the game, her family's got tickets there. You buy all these tickets, you sit through all these games, all these years, waiting for that Delman Young moment. But
yes.
that Delman Young moment
yes.
in Game 2 of the World Series, not in the American
right.
League Division Series.
Not
climbing
in the wild
that mountain
card round.
And having moments for you. You're a longtime Caps fan.
Yeah.
Whatever those moments were along the line to them winning the cup, we're
yes,
both
indeed.
Huge Ravens fans. We talk about Purple Rain 1 and you in Tampa
yep.
and selling off your soul to your wife and getting her new furniture. you know, that was 24 years.
Yes,
but
indeed.
It's those moments that we're trying to make. And the Orioles the last 60, 90 days because of injury, because of this, that, whatever. There have been a lot of moments, right? Santander
right, but,
had a bomb, right? It's
right.
a holiday, right?
Absolutely. But it looks good. When these hurt players come back to the lineup and start hitting, the offense
Westy,
appears.
Westy, Mountie, Adley.
You got the lineup in check. You know, you got who's supposed to be in front of you, who's supposed to be behind you. You know who's hitting. The
it's fielding, not Rivera and Slater.
They all had their moments where they contributed. So they kept us at what have we been, 500 for the
yeah,
last 8 weeks?
Less than that, but okay, yeah, a little
I mean,
less
they
than
kept
that.
Us there. So. And oddly enough, at the same time, all the other teams had lousy runs too, or else we'd be way behind. You
well,
know,
the
but,
cavalry of Rodriguez versus, let's say, getting Westbrook. I said to Luke back in August, I'm like, they're not getting all these guys back.
They are.
And then Mateo.
They are.
Well, they didn't
well,
get Grayson
they're not
back.
Gonna, right, no, they're not getting
no,
Rodriguez
no, but, I mean,
back.
The guys that were on the but field 4th of July, I'm talking
look,
about.
Look, but they got Eflin. Okay, he's you don't get Rodriguez back, but you got Eflin in the rotation.
Come
that's
Wednesday at
strong.
Sundown, that's going to be
big.
Whether he pitches well or not, I mean, he walked a bunch of guys the other night, but him and
go
Burns
figure.
Without
his first
them.
time in his career, I didn't realize first time in his career he ever walked five. Did you know that?
He's been in big
the
leagues
dude,
a while.
The
yeah.
dude said he's enraged when he walks guys. That's what you want from a pitcher,
right?
You don't want him out there. Well, I walked him. No. I walked a guy.
Certainly
that
not
was
on
terrible.
Wednesday. Yeah,
yeah, and certainly not on Wednesday. But you got Burns, you got Eflin, you got Kramer. Dean's looking
great
good.
Hair. Great hair. Okay, I'm going to let it down just to honor. This is what I'm going to do.
That's right.
Dean, I'm honoring you right now because you're going to wind up – because we're going to win one and lose
That's
one, right?
right?
I mean, probably,
no,
right?
he's going to
Probably
do
they're
going
to play Thursday, right? Especially if they get Scooble on Tuesday, right? So, as you're listening. So, I got my Dean Kramer hair. I mean,
there you go.
Did you see that Oriole hat?
Yes.
The ski hat?
Yes.
That's the first piece of Oriole swag that, like, I want that hat. I want to wear that hat when it's 54 degrees at Game 2 of the World Series.
It wasn't very cold. Right? He had that
October
on.
28th. Going to be a little chill out.
Why
in the
do you
air.
Think he was trying to keep
he might
his
be
head
taking
warm.
The ball in Game 2. I hope all this is prescient 4 weeks from now when I come
so.
Back.
I
but,
hope so.
So have you really looked? Because with Luke, and Luke's like, dude, you want me to be a journalist or you want me to be a homer? Like, you know, you scream about Masson and all their – they all have to be homers. Melanie Newman has to think they're going to win the World Series, right?
Of course. Like, so we all do. We have to.
I said – but Luke's like, they don't have enough bullpen. Like, they just don't – like, there's just not enough bullpen.
Look, here's the bottom – I think here's the bottom line. How long do your starters go? That's exactly right. We got to revert, right? We got to go back. We got to go back to seven-inning starters. Why are we doing six innings?
Now, you know?
We got to get a seven-inning Burns. We got to get a seven-inning Eflin. You got to get to the eighth and ninth. That's all you need. You don't need to take them out in the fifth. I hate this. I watched it for the last, I don't know how many years. You know better than me. These managers, I'm not just talking about the Orioles. I'm talking about all across major leagues. For some reason, they manage
They've
the postseason.
They've done the analytics on this.
They manage the postseason totally differently.
They're managing their assets, like just
no,
like you do
no,
with business.
No. They're managing they manage the season. You got to win. You know how you're going to win. I don't know why all of a sudden in the postseason you take your starter out in the third inning. I don't get it. Let the guy pitch. He's there to. He's a starting pitcher.
I think the numbers are second and third time through the order. Batting averages rise against starting pitchers.
I get it.
That Dean Kramer's 64th pitch should not be theoretically better than CNL Perez's first pitch against a left-handed batter in a tough spot if they got Soto next week or whatever.
In the olden days, we always used to see you only go to the bullpen if the guy you're bringing in is better than the guy you got in. And I don't see, like you said, I don't care if it's Perez or Bauman, whoever is Smith, whatever. I don't see how their first, second, 10th pitch is going to be better than Kramer, Burns, Eflin's 75th pitch. You gotta let these guys work and shorten the bullpen, and we win. You lengthen out the bullpen, I think we got problems.
So I got something here.
Okay.
Did you ever see Pulp Fiction?
You know what? I've never seen the whole movie.
What? Come on. So the senator, it seems like the senator's bringing back some classics, like they're doing The Shining in a couple of weeks. I don't know what, you know. I used to know Keith Albert. He's kind of, you know, out in the woods at this point. But I haven't been down there in a while. But if Pulp Fiction plays at the center or at a big screen,
it's on
at Alan McCallum's basement,
right,
where
I
we're going to
watch it anywhere,
network.
Obviously.
So you said you're old school.
Yeah.
Right? You're old school. The movie Pulp Fiction, the first scene is this. It's a briefcase, and you still don't know what's in the it's allegedly Marcellus Wallace's soul that's in the briefcase.
Okay.
But when it opens, it shines, and they all look at it, and they say, we good, you don't know. So this here is a really important small item. So you say things that are valuable to you, or things that, like, you would put in your safe that, you know, would be – And this definitely has some financial value. Like, when I look at it, it will have some financial value.
Sure.
But it has more – God, I'm hugging it for the first time. It's spiritual value. I'm going to open it up for you because it really talks about – so we're at Costas. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with the friends at Jiffy Lube Multicare. They put us out. I'm doing the Oyster Tour with Curio and with Liberty Pure. And Leonard Raskins provides me all sorts of things, including good financial advice here. My next segment today, I had to be creative today because we got a football game on Sunday. I want to make sure what we're airing during the week, during baseball playoffs, maybe something a little more evergreen. So my dear friend Teresa Gutierrez is coming by. We're going to talk about Maryland Health Connection, which you would call Obamacare. So we're going to talk about health care later on. But in the middle segment today, Costas, I've been trying to get these guys on for, a couple 6 months. They wrote a book about a coffee table book about something that I know is really near and dear to your heart and near and dear to my heart and a thing that we share. And right before we came on the air, you pulled the old Don Moeller, maybe because we're in Dundalk. You know, I bring a West Side guy over to Dundalk, you know, like a Catonsville guy, and you started green rooming me about, we're going to talk about the NIL. And I said, dude, we can't really talk about the football game because it's going to be over with by the time this plays.
Perfect.
So, and so it's good. So we have to – and Luke and I, and you'll be on next week, and we'll talk about it. And
I mean,
there'll be plenty of time
to
talk about the Buffalo Bills and every day what the Orioles are about to go through. So I thought, what are we going to do today? And I invited these cats down, and then you said to me, it's hockey season. And I said, you know what, man? I threw three texts out late last night, and one, I sent three texts. Two were to hockey people, and one was to another very special person of this season.
Yep.
I texted Dougie McLean.
Sure.
And I said, I want to have you on my show. Let's tell some old war stories. I haven't heard from Dougie. Dougie, get back to me. You're a candidate. Up there. Gene Ubriaco.
Oh, yeah.
So I hit Gino. My
going
first
way back.
Because, you know, I'm getting my credentials denied, and I go back to the people who were so good to me and the people who were accountable. And you love hockey.
Absolutely.
Love the Caps, right?
Absolutely.
I love the Caps. I think about Brian Murray, Terry Murray's people. And the other text I sent that did get replied, and I'm not lying to you, I came back from the Oyster Recovery Partnership. I didn't drink anything, so I wasn't, like, cloudy. I went to bed early. I didn't even eat a lot of oysters. But at 2:52 a.m.,
oh, my goodness,
I got a reply. My email out was, yo, Coops, Nestor here. Just wanted you to know I'm thinking about you and hope you and the family are doing great. Warm memories, mate. Kenny Cooper texts me at 2:52 in the morning. Nesta, thank you for thinking of me. Still alive and kicking after all these years. Irene and the family, we're all well, thank God. So I heard from Cooper. So I didn't even invite Cooper on the show.
Right.
I just wanted to check
right.
in on
there
it.
There you go.
But I want the other guys on to talk some hockey. And then you said, Ovechkin.
There you go.
And I screenshot the picture of him because the other day was picture day.
Yep.
Dude,
yep.
You look younger. You are a silver-haired, handsome devil. I say that because he's my client. But you look younger
he's
than
looking
Alex
old for,
Ovechkin.
He's looking old for a hockey
dude,
player.
Dude, it's crazy how, like, what has happened? Now, he's playing for, like, all sorts of records
absolutely.
And all the Gretzky stuff.
The greatest scorer in hockey history.
Hockey history.
Absolutely. Could happen this NHL season.
He's not
NHL
the greatest player.
Season.
I saw Gretzky play.
I didn't say – I said greatest all scorer. Right.
Where do you put him?
Goal scorer.
You going to play this LeBron-Michael Jordan game with me? Or
oh, no? We're just talking stats, goal scorer.
Do you think if you have to take one hockey player, I mean, you're an old school
Gretzky
hockey
Gretzky would be my first
all right,
guy.
Just, all right, just making sure that you're not wearing a
– Look, if you
you're
took,
wearing a purple 9 and a red
took,
8. But.
I think if you took all – I don't know the – you probably know the statistic exactly. If you take all of Gretzky's goals away, I think he's still the leading scorer in the history of hockey with his assists. Versus anybody else. The guy was
– Babe Ruth.
Was unbelievable.
Yeah. And Lemieux,
followed him great. Fantastic player. But Gretzky was by far the greatest player.
There should
the
be
most
no
creative.
Argument about that.
No argument whatsoever.
And this Ohtani thing that's going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Right,
that dude.
They're, we're getting into a different
50,
territory with that
50,
cat, right? And I would say 50, the same thing 50, for whether you're LeBron, whether you're Michael Jordan, whether you're Will, whoever you're
into. Is he
going to
be 55-55 before it's over?
We've got
a
weekend.
53?
Who's he hitting off this weekend?
I don't know. He's 53.
I know this. They're going to take a couple days off.
Well,
because,
that
right,
could
I
be.
Mean,
that could be.
You know.
But just think of the fact that this dude is 50-50, and he's a pitcher.
He's playing in Colorado. He's going to get a couple this
he's
weekend.
He's a pitcher. He's going to establish the 55-55.
Not a pitcher. A Jim Palmer kind of pitcher.
He's an amazing pitcher. The dude is a stunning pitcher.
You have to say you've seen him play.
I saw him play. Last
well, I have
season,
something in here
on,
that you're really going to like.
Last season, we've talked about this. Last season, I took the family, the boy, the wife. We went to the Angels when he was with the Angels.
Oh, okay.
In the O's. The dude crushed a home run. I'm sure if there wasn't a pole there.
Luke's still talking about
if
it.
If there wasn't a pole there, it would have hit Boog Powell in the head. I mean, it was smashed. It was unbelievable. And he threw like a three-hitter, seven inning against us. Two of them were home runs.
So you would say on that night when
it
you went
was
to the ballpark,
stunning
you've
to watch.
Watched baseball 50 years like I have.
Yeah, I never
I've
saw
seen
that.
Jim Abbott pitch with one arm.
Absolutely,
right?
I saw that.
My dad played baseball against Pete Gray when he was a little boy.
I played catch with Jim Abbott.
Did you?
That was very cool.
Oh, how about that?
We were
I love that.
At a business conference in L.A., and part of the business conference was a trip to the stadium for lunch, meet Jim Abbott, and he threw batting practice under the stadium in the cage. It was surreal.
Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody could be more inspirational
it was,
than him.
Oh,
I mean,
the
fellow from the Buccaneers, the linebacker that played with
right.
that hand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He and his brother.
Brother, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of like,
but
you know, I'm playing without a
pitching,
finger and people think it's crazy, right?
But pitching it, you know. Without a – it was –
Right.
Phenomenal. He fielded. He threw a no-hitter. But so I got to see him and play with, you know, play a little catch. But Ohtani was otherwise. And what I didn't know, because I wasn't thinking this way, they took him out. I don't know if it was six innings, seven innings. They took him out at the six or seven
innings.
And
he still hit a home run after that.
And he was the DH, so he still got to hit. That was insane.
I have never been to a ball game where that happened, where a guy pitch and hit a couple of home runs, and pitch seven innings.
It was ridiculous.
And Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson, right? I mean, we're talking about.
If Bo hadn't ripped a hip, that might have been the best athlete two-way, you know.
I had Dan Shaughnessy on the show.
Unbelievable.
Back in the summer talking about the Red Sox, the Orioles page. You can go check it out at Baltimore Positive. By the way, we're with Leonard Raskin. We're down here at Costas doing a Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Jiffy Lube. And I'm going to get to the box in a minute, but he said the words Danny Ainge to me. I saw Danny Ainge play baseball.
Okay.
And I saw Danny Ainge play third base at Memorial Stadium.
Right.
And then he played for the Celtics. And won a championship.
You know, right.
So, like, I feel like I've seen some.
You know what? I would say.
Brian Jordan from your neighborhood.
Yes.
From Randallstown.
Milford Mill.
Right.
Milford Mill man. I would say baseball, basketball, okay. But football, baseball, ridiculous. The massive
hits
Tim your
body Stoddard
takes.
Was a great basketball player. I mean, there's a couple of guys that
but
had
the
basketball
just
baseball.
Takes
didn't we draft a guy? Didn't we draft a guy that was a Notre Dame basketball player? The Orioles. The Orioles had a pitcher. The Orioles had a guy that was a Notre Dame basketball player.
Okay.
And he never made it.
Okay.
Right? A couple 10 years
Could
ago.
Be. Could
15
be.
Years ago.
Yeah,
Could yeah.
Be.
So I'm
back
thinking,
to hockey. Gretzky is it.
Back to hockey.
Gretzky was it.
Gretzky was it.
And I got to, you know, the sad part for me. Was, you know, he played for the Oilers. He played for Edmonton.
He played for the Edmonton Oilers?
So you only got to see him.
I'm looking through my box now.
Oh,
you're not
you
allowed
go.
To look at the box.
So I
don't
only,
look at the box.
So I only
don't
got,
stare at
I'm
the box.
I'm not looking at the box.
Don't stare at the
I'm
box.
I'm not looking at the box.
You're not going to look at the
so
box.
So I only got to see him play once every maybe other year or so.
Who did he play for?
Edmonton.
The Edmonton Oilers.
Oilers, absolutely.
What does that say there?
What does that say there? Working press.
What
Capitals versus Edmonton. When was this?
This was November the 12th, 1985.
There you go. He was there.
Damn right he was
there,
and I got my byline after, and I went to his locker after, and he talked to me. And
he was amazing.
So this is my press pass from – and the reason this is important, and I want to take a break because I have to pee, and we're at Costas, and they have free beer here for me. They brought me shrimp. Hold on. Wait, give me these shrimp over here. Hold on a second.
Is that the oxymoron?
I got to tell you.
Is that an oxymoron? Jumbo shrimp?
Right.
Like jumbo.
I want to, yeah, well, right, of course. I want to show this. I don't want to get my press pass screwed up with it. But I was going to New Orleans for 25 years, back to the 90s. I've been going to New Orleans. And I would go to the Acme Oyster House.
There you go.
And I would, like, months, I would look forward to going to the Acme Oyster House. And a lot of people would tell you they would go there to get the grilled oysters. I've never had an oyster in New Orleans before I went to Drago's for the grilled oysters that you
That's
know about
it.
In the Hilton,
That's
right?
It. Yep.
So for years, my wife and I, when we courted, fell in love. We kind of fell in love in New Orleans. Like, I remember it, being in the streets. We went to the Acme Oyster House to get
Absolutely.
Their shrimp. And then about 2 years ago, I'm here, and I saw fried shrimp on the menu, like a blind spot on the menu. Like, oysters have been a blind spot on my menu for years. Because I just order the shrimp, or I order the crabs.
Right.
Or here you get the crabs or the crab cakes or the
Absolutely.
Whatever you get. Oysters Rockefeller is delicious here. The shrimp, the spinach is delicious here. So I got this about 2 years ago, and I took one bite of the shrimp, and I'm like, Pete, that's the Acme Oyster House batter. I've been 25 years, and I live in Dundalk, and you're my friend.
I never ate it here.
I never had fried shrimp here, and now the last, like, 2 years.
That's your thing.
It's like I get these to sort of start the party. And sometimes I'm so full because they're not shrimp. They're jumbo shrimp.
They're jumbo shrimp.
So
now, do they have the char-grilled oysters here?
No, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk. I don't.
Because that's my favorite. That's my
go-to. I'm
going to
get – have you ever had the oysters Rockefeller here?
I'm not a spinach guy. But
are you like Rex Ryan? Do you not eat vegetables?
I try to not partake of too much.
Rex Ryan, we did shows from, like, Bruce Chris, and Rex would brag that he hadn't eaten a vegetable since, you know, 1996 or something.
I do carrots. I do green beans.
Is that lettuce? I'm not eating.
I'm not eating lettuce.
Is that broccoli? I'm not eating.
I'm not eating broccoli.
So I don't,
I'm not a salad
What do
guy.
You think is in the box?
I don't know. It looks like press passes from the looks of that one.
Ooh, so you think it's just press passes?
I don't know. What you got? You got pictures? You got show and
here's
tell?
What
you
I'm
got
gonna
show
do.
And tell?
Here's what I'm going to do. It's hockey season.
Yes.
If we could change one thing about our lives other than having Phil Jackman be with me and Lucid and being able to go, if there's one thing left in my life that I could do over again, it would be to get in my car, go down the BW Parkway, get off at 495, get off at exit 17A or B.
Go to the Cap Center.
And go to the Capitol Center one more time in my life. Seeing these people in
Fantastic.
Oakland this weekend, right? To know that I'm, right? Going to Memorial Stadium with my dad again. But I love the Capitol Center. I love my many, many, many memories of the Capitol Center.
It's a great place.
And I got a guy named Kevin Leonard coming over. He's done a coffee table book on the Capitol Center.
Oh, very cool.
And he's coming over
very
when you
cool.
and I are done. And we're going to sit and we're gonna do our thing. And we're going to talk about the Capitol Center.
Awesome.
So when I come back, I want to talk to you
Absolutely.
About the Caps,
Absolutely.
Capitol Center, concerts. And I'm
Absolutely.
Not even
–
this
stuff.
Is not in any way a box of press passes.
Is it a box of Capitol Center?
It's just a box of awesomeness.
Okay.
That's what awesomeness, hashtag, NES, awesomeness. Leonard Raskin
I'm
is
ready.
Our guest. We're here at Casas. People are bringing me signs up. He's getting the Oysters Rockefeller is my recommendation.
There you go.
Well, you're going to be one happy man, sir. I'm going to tell you right now.
There you go.
You're getting the Oysters Rockefeller. My friend Leonard Raskin helps put us out on the road, despite the fact that I am a bad guy, according to the Orioles, and I'm not having a press credential this week. So we will not be covering practice on Wednesday at the Ravens because they have – not allowed me to come out. When I use the word discriminate, people get crazy, but they have been discriminatory in saying he can come and you can't come. Now, why? I don't know. It's for you to ask Chad Steele, but I will not be there Wednesday. I will not be with the Orioles because I have been denied credentials, but Luke will be there. Luke is approved in both places, but I can't really cut him in half and
right.
send half of him to Ravens practice and half of him to the Orioles. So he'll be at the Orioles game. Leonard Raskin is here. He empowers people to choose their financial future.
Amen.
He also has a great crab feast coming up in a couple weeks
yes,
for his
sir.
Friends and clients where he gives out these incredible crab mallets that allow you to open a beer. I'm going to do this. I'm going to open a beer on the air because if Mr. Costas comes over here, he's going to bring me a draft.
That's
and I'm going
right.
to say, no, I need a bottle.
Right.
So we'll do that.
It's not a
twist.
Do
you know what's in here?
I do not.
All right. I'm going to tell you when we continue.
Okay.
This is,
I'll be ready. I won't peek.
People say online, like, why do you put the pictures up of you with the oyster menu and you don't say where it is? And I'm like, I'm in the radio business. We're in the breadcrumb business. I need people to listen to your commercial.
Right.
So we get
go.
To the next side. Leonard Raskin is here. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. Everyone in the room, including Mr. Oysters Rockefeller over here, is going to get a Raven scratch-off from the Maryland Lottery. I'll have these on the 11th as well. We'll be at Pizza John's in Essex just around the corner and down the road. It's Luke's birthday, my birthday. We crossing
birthday.
Our fingers. When's your birthday?
The 12th.
On the 14th.
Yeah.
We're going to celebrate your birthday, too.
Absolutely.
Are you coming to Pizza John's?
I think I am.
Have you had Pizza John's before?
I have never.
Oh, we're going to leave. That's going to be the lead story we come back in. Have any of you folks not had Pizza John's pizza? Are we really? Yeah, right. I mean, everybody in Dundalk knows about Essex,
well,
even though we go in
you?
And we leave. You know, I wouldn't stay in it. I wouldn't, because I'm from Dundalk, you know. I am Nestor. We're back for more. We are in Dundalk. I'll be nice to Essex. Come on,
there
Brett, Michelle. You know I love you guys in Essex. My parents got married in Essex.
There you
my,
go. Par-
my, my parents' first home when they were married in 1945, they got married in Mount Carmel Church. You can walk there from Pizza John's. And their first home was at Mars Estates at Joe's and Hand Corner where the Salvo Auto Parts is. My parents' first home, and when they fell in love and made babies, it was right there at Mars Estates.
There you go.
So Pizza John's.
Right there.
I love you, Essex, but I'm not allowed to say that in Dundalk. Back for more from Costas right after this.